Section 3.
You will hear a tutor talking to a student about his studies.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, John. Please come in. As you know, the university has set up these meetings to give all students the opportunity to talk to their tutors about their subjects and how they are doing academically. This is also a chance for you to talk about how things are going generally, living in the student accommodation, sharing facilities with other students, that sort of thing. And don't forget, everything we discuss here remains confidential. So how do you feel this year is going so far?
Well, yeah, no problems really. I'm doing okay with my subjects. I just got 82% for my last history assignment, so I'm very pleased with that. Things aren't going so well with my language classes, though. I'm starting to wonder whether I should have taken just the history lectures this semester.
So what grades are you getting for languages?
Well, I'm just above the pass level for French, but I think I might fail my German classes. I just can't seem to get the hang of it, and it's so much harder than when I was in high school.
Is there anything your German tutor can do to help you, do you think?
No, not really. I mean, all my classmates seem to be okay. It's just me. But then again, I haven't really divided my time equally between the subjects, and I have started a part-time job recently that gives me even less time.
Oh, I see. Do you think you should have a job if your studies are suffering?
Well, I wouldn't choose to, but I need to earn a little extra cash to pay for some of my living expenses. I have a student loan, but it's limited and doesn't last the week. And the job is only 4 hours a day, Saturday and Sunday, as well as one evening during the week, so it's not too much time.
Do you have a study plan? You know, a schedule of when you will study which subject and for how long?
To be honest, I think I just need to be a little more disciplined with my studies. I made a plan at the beginning of last semester, but I didn't stick to it, so I haven't made one for this semester. I don't think it really helped me much.
Well, if that's not the kind of thing that works for you, how about creating a study group with some of your classmates? You can discuss the work you have studied that week and talk about those things that you are finding difficult. It may be that one of the other students can explain something in a way that you will find easier to understand. You can find a quiet table in the room in front of the library to meet, or if that doesn't work for you, you can come and see me and I'll try to find a quiet room for you in this part of the school.
That's actually quite a good idea. It would give me a chance to catch up, and it would certainly make me feel more confident. I'll try to get some people interested and see how we go from there.
Okay, good.
You now have some time to read questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
And what about student life? Are you happy where you're living?
Oh yes, it's much better than I thought it would be. In the first semester, I didn't really like living with so many other people, but now I've come to quite like it. Most of the people on my floor are very friendly and we all get on well. It's good to spend some time with people that are studying different subjects, too. Otherwise, you spend too much time talking about coursework and assignments. I am finding it a little difficult to get to the French lectures, though. It's on the South Campus, and takes me nearly half an hour to walk there. And I only have 30 minutes between my French lecture and my history lecture, so I have been late a few times.
Do you have a vehicle of your own?
No. Well, I have a bicycle, but I haven't used it since the end of last semester when the front tire went flat.
Okay. Well, what about using the bus? It runs between the two campuses, so it would get you there in about 10 minutes. It only costs £24 for the semester.
Yes, I looked into that, but I don't get out of my history lecture until 12 o'clock, and the first bus leaves then, so I never get to the bus stop on time. The next bus comes at 25 past, so that would get me there late.
Oh, I see. Then I recommend you look into getting your bicycle fixed. You can't afford to be late, especially as you are only at a pass level at the moment. Have you talked to your French teacher about why you are sometimes late?
I keep meaning to, but never get around to it.
Okay. Well, I think that you ought to make that a priority as soon as you can. Have you had any thoughts about what you plan to do over the summer break? We encourage all of our students to enroll in our work placement scheme, where the university will help students find a job doing something that they think they might like to pursue after graduation.
Well, as I said before, I really need a little extra money at the moment, and I have been offered some extra shifts at the restaurant where I'm working, so I'll probably take that, even though it's not what I plan to do in the long term. Maybe next year I'll be in a better position to look for something more in line with my future career.
I see. Well, have you considered applying for an extension to your current student loan?
Yes, I have, but unfortunately I was turned down. I didn't qualify for the hardship grant I had applied for. I guess I need to learn to live a little more economically and stop going out so much.
That is the end of Section 3. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.